Krishna Book, Canto 12, Rukmini, Chapter 51, Scene 3, Balaram, Rukmini, and Krishna. Following their escape from the fire set by Jarasandha, jumping from the top of the mountain Pravarshana, gradually Krishna and Balaram reached the city of Dwaraka, which was surrounded on all sides by the sea. After this, Sri Balaram married Revati, daughter of King Raivata and ruler of the Anarta province. This is explained in 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And after the marriage of Baladev, Krishna married Rukmini. Rukmini was the daughter of King Bhishmaka, ruler of the province known as Vidarbha. And just as Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Rukmini is the Supreme Goddess of Fortune, Mahalakshmi. According to the authority of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the expansion of Krishna and Sri Radharani is simultaneous. Krishna expands himself into various Vishnu Tattva forms, and Srimati Radharani also expands herself into various Shakti Tattva forms by her internal potency as multi-forms of the Goddess of Fortune. According to Vedic convention, there are 8 kinds of marriages. In the first class marriage system, the parents of the bride and bridegroom arrange the marriage date. Then, in royal style, the bridegroom goes to the house of the bride, and in the presence of brahmanas, priests, and relatives, the bride is given in charity to the bridegroom. And besides this, there are other systems, such as Gandharva and Rakshasa marriages. Rukmini was married to Krishna in the Rakshasa style because she was kidnapped by Krishna in the presence of Krishna's many rivals, such as Shishupal, Jarasandha, Shalva, and others. While Rukmini was being given in charity to Shishupal, Rukmini was snatched from the marriage arena by Krishna, exactly as Garuda snatched the pot of nectar from the demons. Rukmini, the only daughter of King Bhishmaka, was exquisitely beautiful. She was known as Ruchir Anana, which means one who has a beautiful face expanding like a lotus flower. Devotees of Krishna are always anxious to hear about the transcendental activities of Lord Krishna. Krishna's activities of fighting, kidnapping, and running away from the battlefield are all transcendental, being on the absolute platform, and devotees take a transcendental interest in hearing of them. The pure devotee, however, does not make the distinction that some activities of Lord Krishna should be heard and others should be avoided. There is, however, a class of so-called devotees known as Prakrita Sahajiya, who are very interested in hearing about Krishna's Rasa Leela with the gopis, but not about Krishna's fighting activities with his enemies. These Prakrita Sahajiyas do not know that Krishna's bellicose activities and Krishna's friendly activities with the gopis are equally transcendental, being on the absolute platform. The transcendental pastimes of Krishna, described in Srimad Bhagavatam, are relished by pure devotees through submissive oral reception, and they do not reject even a drop. The story of Krishna's marriage with Rukmini will be described as follows. Thus ends Chapter 51, Scene 3, Balaram, Rukmini, and Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Paramakaruna Pahudvijana Nitai Gora Chandra. Paramakaruna Pahudvijana Nitai Gora Chandra. Shaba Avatar Sara Shiromani Kevalananda Kanda. Shaba Avatar Sara Shiromani Kevalananda Kanda. Kevalananda Kanda. Kevalananda Kanda. This is a song by Lochan Das Thakur. Pahu means Lord, and Dvijana means two. Lochan Das Thakur declares that the two lords, Nitai and Gorachandra, are very, very merciful. Parama Karuna. Shaba Avatar Shara Shiromani. Avatar means incarnation, and Saba means all. They are the essence of all incarnations. And the specific significance of these incarnations is that prosecuting their way of self-realization is simply joyful. Kevala Anandakanda. For they introduce chanting and dancing. There are many incarnations like Lord Ram and even Krishna who taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding. But Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda introduced a system that is simply joyful, simply chant and dance.